This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you, that exceptional American, I would really like to know, and I bet you know you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com is the other one. We're swapping out the websites and more functionality than ever before. We're going to speed things up. And, of course, that's exactly what we need to be doing right now in the new California state. We have the convention coming up on the 6th convention coming up on the 8th and 9th of February down in San Luis Obispo. And it's going to be at the Alex Madonna Pavilion in San Luis Obispo. So we want to see everybody there who can be there. You can go online and get your tickets and get information about the convention and all the different things going on. We're going to be announcing, I think, this week sometime, who the official speakers will be. But with us right now is one of the definite main players in the New California State Movement and, of course, one of the speakers that will be presenting at the 6th convention. That's Chris Street. Chris Street's been doing a fantastic job as the vice president of New California and our financial consultant for years now in this whole project, and it's finally coming to fruition, actually. I think many of the predictions, every one of the predictions Chris has ever made economically about what the state of affairs is in California vis-a-vis New California has been absolutely spot on, and now we've got another one. Chris, it looks like we may see that potential downgrade that you've been talking about for really over a year. From the state of California, on the state of California.
Well, Paul, it's just part of the glide path that I talk about. That California is in the eye of a meteor of large size, undetermined size, but it keeps getting bigger, and it keeps getting brighter, and it keeps getting closer. And all of those things are leading to more people wanting to pull back the covers and see what's really under the what's under the machine. And what's under the machine is Andrew Jaworski. I got to be careful on that name. Founder of what's called the Open Books Foundation is now suing California because the controller, Betty Yee, has admitted in a lawsuit that she can't find $320 billion of receipts.
Shocking.
That's more than a rounding error.
She can't find 120...
300.
Excuse me, audience. Excuse me. 300 and how much? 20?
20 billion.
Oh, that's a billion, correct?
I mean, to give you sort of perspective on a percentage basis, because, you know, California's big and, you know, we you know, little people, you know, the little people that don't know the big picture, that works out to 99.7% of all state payments. They can't find the receipts.
So they can't find the receipts. I guess this sort of plays into some other so-called conspiracy theories about where the money goes. If you can't find the money, right? If you can't find the receipts and all this other stuff. This is just absolutely outrageous.
Well, it might be 100%, but Ms. Yee says that it does admit that about 0.03%, you know, like a really teeny tiny amount, is fraud, waste, and abuse. Physical mismanagement. But, you know, she says that's reasonable given the size of the organization.
Reasonable. So what about the 320 billion? It's been, excuse me, billion. I can't even get it out in 1 billion. There you go. The 320
billion. No, Paul, you said it wrong. It's not 320 billion. It's reasonable.
Oh, dang. Thanks, Chris. I needed
that
correction.
Can you feel that balance of justice? $320 billion and reasonable balancing out. You know, what's really wrong with California is what's wrong with Marxist, right?
Yeah.
They believe in hoarding authority, you know, that they have the right to micromanage the country and the economy. And, you know, that, but when you do that, you raise the bar on the expectation of the public that you actually know what the hell you're doing.
This is almost laughable.
And of course, when you come to a situation, you know, where it starts to fall apart, you only have one default structure, and that's defaulting to censorship, disinformation, and problem solving by brute force.
Yeah,
that's the way, you know, socialist, Marxist, communist are hardwired. They just have, they're a one-trick pony, and after you get away from the, you know, so the marketing flair, you know, it really just is a one-trick pony of censorship, disinformation, you know, and brute force.
Well, you know, and again, you're sitting there like you have been so many times, just wagging your finger. Now, I remember, and I believe it was last March, you know, you and I were monitoring, and I was questioning you, like, incessantly, well, what are they doing, what's Betty Yee reporting? This is a little over a year ago, and of course, we were watching the month-by-month-by-month tick of all this stuff, and you were starting to see a lot of funny numbers anyway, the last reportable numbers. Was it February or March of last year was the last time she reported anything out?
Well, that's right. They changed their reporting structure. So, you know, you don't need to be bothered by that detail because you know, she's being sued and she does understand that if she prints detail that's false, knowingly misstates, that's a really big deal for her.
Right.
So she's gone to plan B, which is giving, you know, big pots of money and big numbers to the best of her ability.
So the
best of her ability.
No, when you say big pots of money, that's the
300. No detail. None of that drill down detail.
and I want to go back.
They've been around for 100 years.
Right. I want to go back a little bit to that reporting. I remember you were concerned that the details weren't there, and so you started doing the deep dive. I believe you were pretty much on track with knowing what those numbers were based upon other sources, and for the audience's understanding, Chris was the former treasurer of Orange County, California, not a small concern at all, brought in all the dollars and spot on in his treasury activities. He knows these people. He knows these players. He knows how to get in contact with everybody. So you were getting a fairly good picture, and I know we were talking, and we were kind of seeing this whole thing happen, and now all of a sudden, here it is. I guess the question is, and I think you were saying around April, March or April of this year, you'd start to see some serious things going on in California with credit downgrades.
Exactly,
and here
right,
it is.
Paul. This is sort of pregame, right?
Right.
You know, my belief is that California is grossly insolvent, but there are three types of insolvent, one of which is cash in the checking account. California hasn't got to the cash in the checking account problem because they have a rating which is very high, which allows them to have very aggressive accounting accruals and structures, such as they still believe they're going to make more than 7% in the stock market. Now, that's fine making 7% in the stock market. That's, you know, be a wonderful thing to do. And in fact, they've been able to do it. But remember that you know, this is a very unusual time when both stocks and bonds are going up. You know, normally, you know, you have a balanced portfolio because in a bad year, you know, business goes down, you know, people lose their jobs, bonds go up in value, people don't make as much money. In a really good year, you know, stocks go up, but bonds go down because interest rates go up because there's demand for cash. But we are in that, you know, one out of every 13 or 15 years with President Trump, where both bonds and stocks have been going up in value. So you can blame all of this California hanging on Donald Trump. I mean, all these socialist Democrats don't understand who's their daddy. But the problem with that is, at some point, you know, as many of them have said, they're just dying for the, you know, for a recession, so they can somehow humiliate Trump. You know, when you're actually politicians rooting for a recession to win, you're a pretty sad person.
Yeah, and that's a, I think the recession, of course, obviously the recession would give them some sort of cover. This is cover you cannot hide, though, with this whole reporting.
Well, the problem is, Paul, this is part of that recession might be good, you know, to convince people that, you know, they should somehow vote, you know, for the totalitarians. But the problem is, if you get a recession, you're going to also have those nice accounting people come and start pulling back the covers, and they're going to see what's clearly there. And what's clearly there are these very aggressive numbers, such as California will, for the next 50 years, make better than 7% in the stock market every year. Now, that's never happened before. I mean, it's happened for a few years. I mean, obviously, it happened in Donald Trump for 3 years. But is that sustainable for the next 50 years? That doesn't look so good. Right. And when it's not sustainable, Paul, the first bad year, I like to say accountants come in after the battle and shoot the wounded. Because as soon as there's trouble, you know, accountants are going to come in and really hammer them. And people keep talking about this pension liability. I said, get over it. The pension liability is not a problem until the business is a problem. Then they hammer the business, and oh, by the way, they go over and shoot the pension. So that's really where we're at right now, is people are suing. They're suing, and they've actually got the state of California to attest that they can only follow 0.03% of payments, and those 0.03% of payments are fraud, waste, and abuse. They're good at that. They're good at estimating that they have fraud, waste, and abuse. It's a very small number. The other 99.7%, not so much.
Well, you know, they tried the same trick on me because I was monitoring, like you were monitoring the financials, I was monitoring the dropout rate for education. And about, yes, I think it was about 4 years ago now, I was calling up the Department of Education every few months and, you know, what are your numbers and so on. And this is when they kept numbers. And finally, I got one guy to say, oh, well, our dropout rate in California is 4.7%. I'll never forget this. I said, really? I said, of course, that was a big jump from the numbers that they had given me the year before, that they were reporting something like an 18% dropout rate, which is outrageously high. My numbers, which have been completely consistent, estimates that the dropout rate in California schools, this is high schools, the kids who are not graduating on time, to be anywhere from 38% to 42%. That's what I was, and that's a huge number, ladies and gentlemen. That just means that the schools have collapsed in their functionality, and that's a fact. So I said to the guy, I said, well, do you know, and he said, I said, I just can't believe this because my numbers are completely different. And I said, it's just a vast improvement over what you were even reporting 2 years ago. And I went back and forth and back and forth. He says, well, Paul, you know, you call up here all the time. And I said, yeah. I said, you know, I want to get the factual numbers. Their response to that, Chris, was to just stop reporting the dropout rate in schools.
Well, it's like teenagers. They just go, yeah. But they don't want to hear those words, Paul. You know, it's a coronavirus. You know, it was supposed to be something very controlled and just, you know, not a big deal in December. You know, by January 1, well, it's really, you know, we're going to work on this. It's a health crisis. Now, you know, 50 million Chinese are in quarantine cities, and they're going out on their balcony in their stack and pack housing and at night screaming, Jiayou, which means, you know, keep going. I mean, when you're in a quarantine city like Wuhan with 11 million people and you're screaming, keep going, not so good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, eventually you start running out of things like food, you know, water,
toilet paper.
What about, that's sort of way down on the list, you know, but I'm telling you that the problem is you have deliveries. You know, when everybody coming to your door has a hazmat suit on, you know, that's not going to work so well. And all those people in hazmat suit, you know, there are a lot of people that believe China's very rigid structure as a communist country means that no one can make a decision. In something like this, they all just sit down and let somebody else make the decision because, you know, making a decision can, you know, in China can get you sent to a re-education camp.
Well, yeah, it's not too far off in California if we keep going this way. So the big thing, and I make this, I've been talking about this ever since they decided to up the primaries. They have the opportunity to gain $27 billion from an issuance of bonds for school construction. Do you think the school construction people will ever see that money?
Well,
if the voters approve it.
Take a look at your gas tax. I mean, you pay $1.25 more than every other state. Do you think we have really good roads?
Gosh, you're so optimistic, Chris. But I, you know, I just wanted to get that on the record because naturally, you know, they're not, people might not understand. Everybody still thinks that the California state people are really, really wonderful with their money, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to ingratiate the schools and get new schools and new facilities, which they need. It's like roads, you know. There's a lot of schools that are dilapidated that need the money, but there's no money there because the state spends the money on other things, and they don't fully fund their schools. That's the other part. That's the other big travesty. Our kids are getting shortchanged. So I guess the big question is, when this bond money comes in, it'll flood in. They'll need it to operate just to have their, because it's $26 billion a year just to have the government operate?
Well, Paul, one of the problems with the government operating, remember, is that you're going to tear up the place, and that money doesn't actually get to the classroom.
Right.
It gets to it, classroom education. It gets to literally a new classroom. The last time they did this is they sized the classrooms down from being able to handle about 36 students, if you really packed in there, to, you know, down to where they can only handle 24 students if you really packed in there. So if there's any growth, you need to have more, sell more bonds and borrow more money.
Right.
And that's really what the situation is. And the beauty of, you know, cutting class size is you get, for cutting class size, you get 50% more money spent on the quote-unquote classroom, but that money never gets to instruction. You have the, pretty much the same number of teachers doing instructions, but you have many other people doing very important, you know, environmental work, very important initiatives, and very important, you know, political work. So you're in a situation in California where the costs per student are rising and the number of students are falling. The only way to solve that, of course, is to import more students. And that's what California really does. Those open borders really are a game to get money. Because remember, you know, the state of California, most of its money comes from, you know, illegal aliens. comes from the federal government in the form of welfare and in TANF. TANF are payments that used to be called food stamps. But, you know, so every dollar that the federal government spends on those food stamps, remember, California is, I believe, 33% of food stamp payments in the country. California gets a 12.5% overhead, administrative overhead, for managing those dollars. So some ways it works, but Paul, after a while, you just have the people in California move away. Isn't that what's happening?
Oh, yeah. You know, the people that are able to sustain themselves move out, and then what you get are the people that are completely dependent, and then the applications for funding, of a variety of different reasons, like you're talking about TANF and everything else, go to the state, the federal government, and the federal government pays the tab. That's how they function as a state.
Right. Well, and it's at 12.5%. So, I mean, anybody thinks that, you know, Nancy Pelosi isn't one of the greatest entrepreneurs on the planet does not understand the money. Now, it's not your kind of entrepreneur, not my kind of entrepreneur, but she goes out and gets the bacon. She gets that 12.5% on a bigger and bigger number.
Well, I guess the question is it looks like they've run out of other people's money at this point in time. The downgrade comes, and I want to articulate this to the listeners, that when the downgrade comes, that whole money spigot stops, doesn't it?
Pretty much. Exactly right. You know, when the downgrade comes, you know, the lawsuits start flying, you know, the vendors start pulling, and that's what they'll do. They're already probably shorting. As of last year, the vendors were reducing the number of days that they would allow California to owe them payments.
Right.
You know, and this is why California and any kind of big government always goes to giant corporations. All the money goes to giant corporations because little guys like you and me can't afford to essentially fund the non-payment of government. But even those big guys, over time, they decide, well, we played that for a while, maybe not. You know, we're still early on in the coronavirus. You know, in these open borders that California has, we are still early on. But I suggest that you look at the leader of Hong Kong today. You know, they're shutting down Hong Kong from the mainland China, but she's shutting it down wearing a face mask.
Right.
It's always reassuring when your top political leaders are wearing a face mask against a pandemic.
Right. And again, that's what's going to happen here. It's the same sort of thing. It's going to start to snowball and get out of control.
Our open borders have been wonderful for certain people. Now you're going to pay the price.
Right. And again, Chris, what Chris is referring to, of course, are diseases that are going to be coming across the border and have been coming across the border with the open borders solution, contaminating and doing. And you know, this is no fault of the people coming across the border. It's a responsibility of government to behave properly. And sort of course, with California inviting people to come across the border, being smuggled across, being bought and sold as slaves, basically, which is what this is. It's the purchasing of slaves across this border to bring them into the United States. It's slavery.
It's wage breaking, Paul. Whether you call it illegal aliens. I mean, this is all about wage breaking. Illegal aliens cost the lower 20% of American income earners $3.41 an hour. You know, considering that most of those people make, you know, $10 to $12 an hour, I mean, $3.41, you're talking about, you know, robbing them. Right, you're talking about beating them up and leaving them in the street and laughing at them, because that's really what illegal aliens are all about. It's not about the little people. It's not about escaping, you know, some kind of repression in El Salvador. It's about wage breaking. You know, elites really want to have cheap Uber drivers. You know, they want cheap maids. They want cheap, cheap, cheap. They love being such elitist above these little people below them that must be their servants. It's a great scam, Paul, for a very small number of people, and it soon will come to a close.
Well, hang on. We got Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this downgrade potential that's going to happen to California and its financials. This is all starting to seep out now, the truth, basically, and just exactly right on time. Chris Street was predicting this well over a year ago, And here we are, right in the middle, of the new California state movement. Shocking, shocking. Something about, so it's like people plan to start this new state called New California. We'll be right back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, if you didn't get the news, big news for New California today. This is making New California a reality, actually, and Chris Street was just with us and gave us a good solid 30 minutes about what's going on with the state of California. his prompting about this, of course, and so that you understand where we're at in New California in our position, we've always said that the financials will come in terrible for New California because, you know, they've been terrible. They've always been terrible. And they've been basically cheating and stealing everybody along the road. And, of course, as a school administrator, that was a big concern for me about the way that they were cheating kids in schools. And, you know, even today, if you go back and look at the money that is actually owed to schools, public schools in California, it's, you know, anywhere between $30 and $40 billion since 1990 that is owed to public schools. And, of course, that's a big chunk of change. And, you know, the school administrators, your superintendents and your board members actually won't even talk about this because if they this is the way the scheme works, is if they do talk about it, then you know, somehow up the gravy train in the Department of Education and, of course, with the you know, with everybody in the state, they'll get less money in the next pay cycle. So, you know, if you talk, if you complain about what is the real mess that's going on here, you get less. That's the way the game's played. It's called extortion. This has been going on for years, and they've been stealing money. So now what we're hearing from this just is an outrageous number. Somewhere between $300 billion and $320 billion, we're finding out, is unaccountable. It's unaccountable. It's just flat unaccountable. Now, we told you, where's this money going? It's being extorted, and most of it's going off to China and to the cartels. They're the ones who are large and in charge of California. That's where it goes. The dirty little secret is out. Shocking. I know that some people might not want to hear that, but that's the truth. It's been going on for years. For years. So once again, our Chris Street comes through again and predicts that the downgrade was going to come, and here it's starting to look like it's going to come. We have an article that Chris was so generous and nice to pass on to us. this came out. Where did this come out? Oh, it's not there anymore. I love it when these things happen. But Chris came out with the article, California. This is from realclearpolitics.com. Realclearpolitics.com. And just read it to you straight. It says that this is the article by Adam Ezrajowski. He referenced this guy. He says it better than I do. It says, suing California to produce a state checkbook. It says, just a few of the serious financial problems facing California include unfunded public employee pension promises, a potential state credit downgrade, an unprecedented homeless crisis, and a net outmigration of 912,000 residents since 2010. One easy step California can take is to join every other state in the union and open its state's checkbook for review, allowing citizens, journalists, watchdogs, academics, and public policy experts to review the state's spending would help the state get its financial house in order. Good luck, brother. Unfortunately, last fall, California State Controller Betty Yee rejected our Sunshine request. Now, this is from Real Clear Politics. For the state checkbook, oddly enough, the rejection didn't argue the law, but instead claimed the controller couldn't locate a single one of the 49 million bills she paid last year. Now, I find that a little, you know, because, you know, if you do banking online in particular, and of course that's all they really do is banking online for the most part, there has to be a receipt somewhere. I mean, everybody can produce these receipts and spending things and couldn't locate one of the 49 million bills she paid last year. Okay. This admission provides a troubling clue to California's taxpayers who are wondering how and where their money is being spent. The answer is the people spending it literally don't know, or they at least say they don't. It is, of course, unimaginable and laughable that the state that is home to Silicon Valley can't put basic transparency tech in place. The state's feigned tech literacy begs the question, what are they trying to hide? Now, this is what we have been saying for years. I mean, and, you know, of course, you realize that once money gets around $1 million. That seems to be the number that's the most extortable, I guess you can say. It was for me in the schools that we had. Once it gets to, then all of a sudden just kind of disappears, doesn't show up. If it's from the feds and federal money is supposed to come to you, and when I say come to you, there's the entity like a school district or, you know, a county or a city or something like that. You can see how easily you can bring in other ways to control communities, especially at the local level. If you're starving them on with money on one end, then offering them grants which have real strict obligations, totalitarian obligations, I might add, that really restrict the freedom and liberties of your communities, you can see the controlling influence of this kind of this level of money, which is exactly what happens in these Agenda 21 communities, by the way. That's what ICLEI and all this other stuff is all about. It's control of the people. Sometimes referred to as communism. It is, of course, unimaginable and laughable. I like that. Taxpayers in California certainly want to know what's happening to state funds. It shouldn't take subpoenas and litigation to find up to $320 billion in annual state payments and show taxpayers how their money was spent. Okay, so I go to all these different town halls, five of them last week. We've got five this week. And I've been talking about this. Everybody's looking at me like I got six heads. Here it is. Listen to this number. I'm going to read it again so that you guys get it. $320 billion in annual state payments are unaccountable. $320 billion in annual state payments is unaccountable. So he says, so our organization at OpenTheBooks.com, alongside our attorneys at Cause of Action Institute, a government oversight organization, filed an open records lawsuit in Sacramento State Court. Our lawsuit begins the process of forcing open the state's line-by-line expenditures. Okay, now let's think about this. They have not been, by law, reporting these numbers deliberately since at least February and March. Well, it started, they were incomplete in February, and they were just not there in March of last year. This is 1 year ago. It was Chris Street, our own Chris Street, who said, Hey, Betty, where's it at? You know, these are people he runs around with. He knows these people. He was able to put the numbers together, and he's pretty close about this $320 billion. That's why we're talking about all the collapse of California's economy is coming soon. That's why New California is here. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Question is, Betty Yee related, is it Betty Yee? That's maybe a good question. Is she related to Leland Yee? I don't know. You know, the gun smuggler, the senator, the California state senator who was the gun smuggler. The FBI busted him with Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. Remember that? That whole mess. It's kind of interesting, the arms smuggling business, as we're getting into and starting to find out a little bit more about that. Hello. It's amazing how all of a sudden there's a confluence of things that are happening in exposing people to real high crimes and misdemeanors. By the way, we're following the Senate impeachment. I was watching. I actually got some time to watch it after the show. So, late last night, I was actually watching some of the impeachment hearings. It's refreshing to listen to attorneys talking, well, talking a little bit more truth than what we were. I mean, the classic example of an attorney speaking and lying was, of course, listening to the Democrats and their whole thing going on. Anyway, but this, I want to get back into this whole story because this is really big. This really means that the state of California, not only do we know they're up and over and have known this long time, but now, you know, this is greater than I thought. It's not surprising because we've been talking about where is all this money and where is it gone? You know, we've known this. So this is not, but the big issue is $320 billion in annual state payments and is unaccountable. This is the quote that's here. Taxpayers in California certainly want to know what's happening to state funds, and it shouldn't take subpoenas and litigation to find up to $320 billion in annual state payments and show taxpayers how their money was spent. So our organization, this is what he's talking about here, they opened up these, they're suing. It says, we never lost a state checkbook transparency fight. This is their record here. In 2012, we successfully sued Illinois Comptroller Judy Bartopinka, and in 2018, we sued Wyoming State Auditor Cynthia Cloud. We believe the open government movement is revolutionizing U.S. public policy and politics, just like the microscope transformed medicine. Big data is modernizing government. The purpose of transparency isn't to scold state officials, but to encourage accountability, trust, and better public policy. And we are just three of the many critical issues. And here are just three of the many critical issues facing California. State credit rating. The state auditor just issued a report saying the state's $1.1 billion accounting system, FISCAL, is so flawed that it could lead to state credit downgrade. That is what the state auditor said. That's why the red flags are here. Corruption. Controller Yee claims that 99.7% of all state payments were properly paid, even though she told us she can't find her receipts. Shocking. I mean, how do you, I mean, this is why, Bobby. Betty Yee is probably the only one of 40 million Californians who believes state government is that efficient, effective, and honest. Yee estimates that the state only loses a mere 0.3%, less than one-third of 1% of state dollars every year through waste, abuse, and fiscal management. The state's myriad problems suggest this is a fantasy. Now, here is my point about the state dropout rate. You know, they told me the last time I had a communication with the California Department of Education about 4 years ago, I checked the history that it could have been longer than that. But when they stopped reporting the school dropout rates, that was because I was in a discussion with them going, let's see. Well, my numbers show it's around 38 to 40-some percent. And your number shows 4.7%. Well, Paul, you know, we do this number, and it's over 8 years. Over 8 years to graduate from high school? That is a dropout. If it's taking you that long, you're a dropout. Now, if you want to put another category, you know, subtitle it, I mean, do that. Be honest to the public. But, you know, not when you're sitting here looking at 38 and 40% dropout rate in public schools of California. So what was the California state response to what I was doing? Inquiring minds want to know. They just stopped reporting it. So problem solved. There's no dropout rate in California. Do you see one? We're not reporting one, so there can't be one. Oh, okay, nothing to see here. Paul Preston's just going to move along. Like hell I am. Homeless populations, listen. A 2014 state proposition taxed millionaires to provide funds for mental health services. How did San Francisco's home to 7,500 homeless people manage its funds? Oh, jeez. Last summer, we published an interactive poop map. Yeah, well, that was great. Featuring 130,000 incidences of human waste in the public way, which is in part connected to the state's homeless problem. Poop on streets connected to state's homeless. That's a fair statement, don't you think? They have no place to poop but the street. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when some of these characters, when they poop, they take pride in their poop. And sometimes they put up little signs next to their poop plot and brag about the size of it, the extent of it, the odor of it. Now, you talk about insanity. When you have people openly defecating and taking pride in their turds, that tells you a lot about the state of California, doesn't it? Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800 866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so now exactly like we said, New California is on the march, no question about it, and big announcements coming at the end of the week. Also, big things happening for New California. This is exactly as predicted. It's here, and we've done all the predicting and placements and all that stuff. We're ready to rock and roll. So New California is on the brink. Please visit our new website, ncs51.com. We're going to run this out here. I know. Listen, we understand there's errors in it because when you publish these things, you know, there's a period here. You know, there's a period there that might be missing or whatever. Misspelled words. We've tried to comb it for misspelled words, and we're going to be adding more and more content to it in the days ahead. So content is following, but we want it up and running. And they're doing they've done all the security testing. So that's a really big deal, obviously. I didn't realize, you know, of course, as you grow up and you understand more about your websites, it's pretty interesting how this whole thing has played out. And I'm really grateful to, there's a number of people we're going to be thanking officially for the effort put in to the website and making things happen. So we're really, really excited about it. So anyway, go visit that site and check it out. Look at the interactive map. We have an interactive map which lists the counties out there, and we're going to be putting content. I think they actually are putting content on it today, and you'll be able to pick up all the information about the counties and so on. We're going to be at, actually, it looks like 53 counties total, part of counties and whole counties. So now look for that one. We're going to bring in a 53rd one. So that's going to be a big, big deal. And, 53. So 53 state senators. Shocking. Shocking. You know, it's kind of interesting to you know, look at our state senator here in Sutter County. Oh, we're bringing that back? Yeah. That's Reynolds versus Sims that we've defeated, or we are defeating. Actually, right now, in front of your very eyes, we're doing that. Okay, so anyway, we're going to run out of time right now, but I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and you get that story about what Chris Street picked up. I'm sure that for the Epoch Times and for other printed media, Chris is going to be writing an article about this. And his predictions over the last couple of years have been, the last 4 years have been absolutely spot on. And so many thanks to our very own Vice President of New California, Chris Street, for bringing this one home and aligning us for statehood. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.